Our story today is called The Fishermen. There was a group called the Fishermen's Fellowship. They were surrounded by streams and lakes full of hungry fish. They met regularly to discuss the call to fish, the thrill of catching fish. They got excited about fishing. Someone suggested they needed a philosophy of fishing, so they carefully defined and redefined fishing, the purpose of fishing. They developed fishing strategies and tactics. Then they realized they'd been going at it backwards. They had approached fishing from the point of view of the fishermen and not from the point of view of the fish. How do fish view the world? How does the fisherman appear to the fish? What do fish eat and when? All these good things to know. So they began research studies, attended conferences on fishing. Some traveled to faraway places to study different kinds of fish with different habits. Some got PhDs in fishology, but no one had yet gone fishing. So a committee was formed to send out fishermen. As prospective fishing places outnumbered fishermen, the committee needed to determine priorities. A priority list of fishing places was posted on bulletin boards in all of the fellowship halls, but still no one was fishing. A survey was launched to find out why. Most did not answer the survey, but from those that did, it was discovered that some felt called to study fish, a few to furnish fishing equipment, and several to go around encouraging the fishermen. What with meetings, conferences, and seminars, they just simply didn't have time to fish. Now, Jake was a newcomer to the Fishermen's Fellowship. After one stirring meeting of the fellowship, Jake went fishing. He tried a few things, got the hang of it, and caught a choice fish. At the next meeting, he told his story, and he was honored for his catch, then scheduled to speak at all the fellowship chapters and tell how he did it. Now, because of all the speaking invitations and his selection to the board of directors of the Fishermen's Fellowship, Jake no longer had time to go fishing. But soon he began to feel restless and empty. He longed to feel the tug on his line once again, so he cut the speaking. He resigned from the board. He said to a friend, "Let's go fishing." And they did, just the two of them, and they caught fish. The members of the Fishermen's Fellowship were many. The fish were plentiful, but the fishers were few. From Luke 10:2, he told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the relevant radio network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.